It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
We are looking around the Shadron State sports landscape tonight with a huge football game coming up on Saturday and the start of winter sports for the Eagles. CSE football seeking its third straight victory on Saturday when the Eagles head down to Pueblo for the annual rivalry game against the Thunderwolves. Since the series picked up again in 2009, Pueblo has won 12 straight after dropping the first matchup since renewing their football program. But for the Eagles, there have been some really close calls in the last decade and some games that just slipped away, adding fuel to the fire. Pueblo is 4-3, but still very tough this year with a battle-tested schedule just like Shadron State, and the Eagles are coming in with some momentum and a chance to win their third game in a row. I'll have the broadcast call live on 97.5, 105.9, and the Panhandle Post app, starting with pregame at 1:15 and kickoff at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Men's basketball is almost an entirely new team this year, made up largely of transfers, and they'll have their first test as a unit together Sunday afternoon in Lincoln with an exhibition game against the Huskers. It is the second time in the last 8 years that CSC has played their in-state Big Ten foes. Sunday's game will tip off at noon and can be seen on Big Ten Plus. Shane Pabin is returning for his third season with CSC as head coach and trying to improve on last year's 10-17 mark. He's got guard Marcus Jefferson back in the fold, forward Porter Anderson, and gritty defender Gage Delamotte's coming back. One of the newcomers will be a recognizable name to Western Nebraska fans. Connor McCracken is a junior and a Scottsbluff High School grad who spent his first two seasons at WNCC. McCracken will make his debut for Shadron State this winter. The CSC women's basketballers have their first exhibition game against Northern Colorado. It's November 4th. The regular season will start November 11th with back-to-back games against Texas teams. CSC Wrestling held its yearly outdoor public practice before the football game last Saturday, and it was a perfect morning to bring the mats outside and give the fans a glimpse of this year's grapplers. The season is nearing fast, and it'll open up with the rookie open at Colorado Mines November 6th. CSC has a dual setup at Perennial Power and rival UNK November 13th. And the women's wrestling program is in its second year under head coach Elijah Jeffrey. And the ladies take the mats November 4th and 5th with events at Colorado Mesa to start their season. The roster has exploded in growth from year one to year two, and it should be another exciting year of this growing sport at the college. Our MAC Cross Country Championships are coming up November 5th in Durango. We'll let you know if the Eagles send any runners on to the South Central Regionals leading up to Thanksgiving time. And the women's golf team has put the clubs in storage for the winter and will have them back out for spring tournaments come March. Don't forget the athletic scholarship fundraising events. When Eagles Dare is after the CSC football game against New Mexico Highlands October 29th. You can get tickets now by contacting the CSC Athletic Department offices. That is this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in on Wednesdays throughout the CSC Sports calendar and listen anytime to archived podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSC Sports page on PanhandlePost.com.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingway, Ford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles' Dave Collins chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.